In our reading this morning, Peter invites us into an exegetical puzzle. He writes, "Our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in all his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand." Now, the problem for Peter is not just that Paul can be hard to understand, but that there are those who are the ones he calls the ignorant and unstable, who are ready to capitalize on Paul's ambiguity, ready to twist his words to their own destruction, and we might presume to the destruction of others. This is, of course, a problem for any religion of the book. We are all at the mercy of our interpretations, and our religions, our traditions, are at the mercy of those whose interpretations went out. Looking back within our own faith, there is a long and dismal history of instances in which Scripture has been used to justify atrocities. I don't need to give you the list. You can just mentally recount them in your own mind. And today, some of the world's deepest problems arise from various religious groups reading their Scriptures as justifications for domination and destruction. Peter's worry is not misplaced. As Cynthia reminded us yesterday, even the devil can quote Scripture, citing chapter and verse of Psalm 91 to goad Jesus into showing off his power. So what do we do? How do we protect our holy texts from becoming justifications for evil? Sadly, better exegetical methods will only go so far. Sorry, biblical faculty. Method alone cannot ensure faithful interpretation. But Peter suggests a kind of answer to his own question in the passage that we read. He is exhorting his hearers to holiness, patience, and peace as the end of time is drawing near. But he fears that others, misusing Paul's words, will turn his hearers away from that advice. So the exegetical question is at the same time a moral question, right? It's the question he raises at the very beginning of this morning's reading. What sort of persons ought you to be? A bad reading of Scripture is one that makes us bad people. And a good reading of Scripture is presumably one that makes us good people. A few hundred years later, St. Augustine gave his own take on this hermeneutical test. And he based it on Jesus' summation of the law: love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Augustine wrote, "Whoever then thinks that he understands the Holy Scriptures or any part of them, but puts such an interpretation upon them as does not tend to build up this twofold love of God and our neighbor, does not yet understand them as he ought." The test of a good interpretation is that it encourages us to love like Jesus. Richard Hayes makes the point this way: the value of our exegesis and hermeneutics will be tested by their capacity to produce persons and communities whose character is commensurate with Jesus Christ. And he goes on and adds this: until we see the text lived, we cannot begin to conceive what it means. Until we see the text lived, we cannot begin to conceive what it means. Meaning and morals, exegesis and the well-lived life go hand in hand. Yesterday evening, a group of us met for our Black History Month event and discussed the book Reconciling All Things. And as we were having that discussion, I realized that in the end, it doesn't matter how good our exegesis is, and it doesn't matter how good our theology is, if we are not becoming ambassadors for Christ and being about the ministry of reconciliation. Our lives display our interpretation of God's word. Or, as that hard-to-understand writer Paul puts it, "You are a letter of Christ, prepared by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." And so, our interpretation of the Good Samaritan is in our hospitality to those in need. Our interpretation of the Passion narrative is in our willingness to sacrifice security for the sake of God's peace. Our interpretation of the creation story is in our care for the earth. And our interpretation of Peter's letter is in becoming the people he called us to be, peaceful, patient, and holy. Amen.